Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the air again. Adrian had a little problem with his computer, but we're on my computer now. So we'll just wait for Adrian to call back in. In the meantime, we'll talk about what we plan on talking about here tonight. We'll be doing some free readings for those of you who are interested in finding out what's in the future for 2012. Adrian's back on the air. Let's go ahead and let him on the air. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
How are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're on the air, and we'd like to welcome everybody out to the Blog Talk Radio tonight with Roy and Adrian. And this is Mastermind 2012. And Roy, if I can ask you a question, why did you pick the name 2012? What intrigued you to pick 2012?
Well, you know, that seems to be the main topic for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people have been waiting for 2012. You know, they've been hearing, you know, what's going to happen during 2012. So, you know, I felt that, you know, that would be an ideal name, you know, for our show. And the main thing is, you know, we've already seen just in the past, you know, month, almost 2 months now, that, you know, things are changing. And
another thing I wanted to talk about tonight, Roy, is why are things harder now than they were with Social Security and with Medicaid, Medicare, and with the money? Why is it a lot harder to survive?
Well, one thing they're not telling us is that, you know, everything's going up in price. You know, things at their stores are a lot more expensive now. It's, cost of living's going way up. So, you know, the money that people are getting, you know, it's just not stretching as far, you know, as it used to. So, you know, things are tightening up. Plus, I mentioned to you that a lot of these people who are out of work, you know, they're starting to put in their claims, and, you know, they don't want to go back to work. You know, they get Social Security to, you know, pay for their, you know, disabilities, and so that they continue to stay on there and not have to keep working, you know, out in the labor force, workforce. And the main thing is they don't want to give all their money to taxes and interest to the banks. But, yeah, that's, you know, one of the reasons, you know, why you're starting to notice all this. But we know that there's other, you know, possibilities, you know, other things that people can focus on to help them through these rough times. And you want to share some of that, that you know about the NeoCube?
Yeah, well, first I want to explain, and I was explaining to Roy about how the NeoCube has an effect on a lot of people's lives, like this technology that me and Roy took training in, and it costed us pretty much, it was a little expensive, but it was called GeoTrans, which is Drill Transformations, and what that is a healing energy that you use with numbers. And with the GeoTrans, they came out with another idea with the NeoCube, which opens up certain portals of positive portals that bring in things from the unconscious mind, which, you know, the 90% of the brain that we don't use, is a really cool technology. And I just want to say that it's really helped me in my life. When you call in higher frequencies, higher vibrational beings, you know, such as angels, spirit guides, whatever they are, you know, in meditation, and visualization is the most powerful thing. Me and Roy should know that, because me and Roy are certified hypnotists, and we've noticed that with hypnosis and meditation, it helps people to visualize and to bring in the things that they want to manifest in their lives. And not so much the things that we're so negative about, you know, the things that the government has fed us all our lives, you know, with all this violence and crime and poverty and just all this negative stuff. So we're bringing in more of a higher frequency. We're opening up more portals to a higher frequency. So I'm going to say that how it helped me was I was running into some problems with Social Security, and I simply asked the NeoCube, can you please bring me some more money? Can you bring me my money that the government took from me? And as soon as you know, behold, it came. It did come. And I'm very thankful for that the universe can provide. And all we do have to ask is our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit and the angels and the ascended masters to assist us, you know, in crisis times, things that this time, that this Great Depression that we're going through. And I honestly think we are going into the Great Depression, Roy. I think that we're starting to see that, and that Social Security is ready to crash, and I think we all need to be prepared for that.
And you mentioned, you know, being prepared, and how can we prepare as that agent?
Well, Roy, I think that for a lot of people, they need to learn survival. That is one thing that, you know, I mean, personally, how it affected me and how it affected the family, I think it gave me a different perspective on things, on about learning to prepare, you know, by preparing water, food, shelter, whatever it is, you know, your natural instincts to survive. Survival is, you know, it's a cold world, you know, but we all have to survive. It doesn't mean get greedy. It just means, you know, we have to have more faith than we ever have in our whole lives. That's what I think. We have to have faith in the universe to provide. I was watching a video on Jesus today, and Jesus, as you know, was an ascended master. He was a healer, and he was, a lot of people don't know Jesus. But Jesus was showing me on a video of him breaking bread. And when he broke the bread, he gave plenty. He gave enough to everyone. So that to me is the horn of plenty. That means that there's plenty to go around for everyone, plenty of money that the universe can provide.
So would you say that that's similar to the law of attraction?
I would say it is, and I would also say that this is where we're being tested to the point where we have to ask ourselves, shall we take from others, or shall we have faith in the Creator that there is plenty to go around? And this is where the temptation gets really risky. Is learning not to take from others and learning to depend on ourselves and to depend into the Creator to provide for us.
So you're saying is that when the system crashes, that people are going to have to come together and start sharing, you know, whatever knowledge or talents, you know, or whatever they have available, so that we can all come together and allow the universe to provide and all our, you know, our necessities, you know, food, shelter, you know, all the basics that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and this is where faith comes in. You know,
mm-hmm.
Can we all return back to that faith, you know?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Roy, and I don't like to mention this on live radio, but there's actually a fight going on outside the window, and it's a protest fight that is going on right now. But anyways, they'll notify the cops and they'll come down. But they're it's already happening, Roy. I'm already starting to see the evil that is happening right now. There's actually a riot going on right now, and that's just what we're all talking about. We're talking about, you know, what is mine is what is yours.
Yeah.
You know, and, see, we talk about these energies, and then they start to manifest.
But what people are going to have to awaken to is that none of it belongs to any of us.
Yeah.
There is no mine or yours. Only all of ours. You know, this
exactly.
All of ours that we receive, you know, from our Heavenly Father. He
exactly.
just loans it to us.
Exactly.
All he says is just take care of it.
Well, it's very interesting, Roy. There's about 12 cops outside right now.
Wow.
And they all got their guns out. And it
wow.
looks like the news is out there. Yeah, they got about 12 cops out there. And it looks like to me that there's already a riot starting. There's protesters all over the block yelling and screaming and fighting. And Roy, this is not the only thing that we're going to see. We're going to start seeing all kinds of crime, just all kinds of stuff going on.
So would you say that there's a lot of takers out there?
Oh, yeah, extremely.
And these takers are going to want to just take things.
Extremely. I mean, if it takes 12
cops,
if it takes 12 cops to, you know, to be outside and arrest all these people, then that's what it's going to take.
But
these cops are not going to, they're not going to stand for it, Roy.
But can you imagine now when this breaks out all over the city or anywhere, there just won't be enough cops.
No, there won't. They're gonna start attacking the cops. They're gonna start pulling their guns.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be safe.
No. Well, what's happening is, you know, they wanna declare martial law and bring in the military.
See, this is what I'm afraid of, really. Is that it's going to get to that point because.
But you know what? We can all beat this, and that's, you know, through meditation or prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one person can change the future with their mind, imagine what thousands of people could do if everybody's mind was in the same mindset.
Exactly.
While we're on the air, Adrian, let's go ahead and open up the NeoCube and let's go ahead and send out this energy to the world right now.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. Device in session now. Device activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device. We ask that we bring in the higher vibrations at this time to wear off any negative energies that has entered here in Salt Lake right now. Let go get rid of the crime, get rid of the evil that is happening right now and bring in the Christ consciousness that we ask for no darkness to come. As we talk about these things, we only call in the positive forces, the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Ariel, and Raphael. And we ask that that there will be plenty for everyone, that the Christ consciousness, that there will be plenty for everyone, that they will not fight over money, they will not fight over what is yours, what is mine. That there will be plenty for everyone. Let's ask for the higher vibrations of Ron Paul, that he will come in and he will save us all from bondage and slavery, and that he will bring plenty for everyone, that everyone will have, you know, big mansions, they'll have nice cars, they'll have, you know, no debt. Just living life happy and peacefully. That's what we need, Roy. And that's what I place into the NeoCube. Is there anything you would like to place, Roy?
And at this time, we'd like to send this energy throughout the world and to let it magnify and multiply and increase throughout the whole world and earth and all these other countries and people who are experiencing the same thing, that they could feel this energy and allow this energy to go through them and all their surroundings and the people, and show unconditional love for these people that they're in conflict with, so that we can bring Earth back to balance and be more in harmony and more care for one another, and so that we can all experience this kind of energy all through time and eternity. And this is what I want to add to the NeoCube.
I would also like to add to the NeoCube, Roy, that this negative energy from the sun or whatever is happening right now, I would like to disperse this energy back to its source, and to allow everyone to be more enlightened. Allow the light of the Christ consciousness to come into their lives, that they won't have no hate, no greed, and we just call forth all the positive energies at this time. And allow other people to be more giving and plenty, and realize that there are plenty for everyone, that there don't have to be no violence or guns or bloodshed. We put this into the NeoCube and bring this positive energy forward. Device, we trust you completely. We end the session now.
Thank you, Agent.
Thank you
for that session. And again, we send this, through all our callers and our listeners, and to allow, this energy to stay with them, 24/7, 365 days a year, that we can all experience, the love, from, that from source, so that we can all return and ascend into the new world. I just wanted to share that. And what else would you like to say, Agent?
Well, I'd just like to share, now that we're talking about all this, is I think that what that sign was telling me that just happened just a minute ago, what that telling me really is it's getting very close, and we need to prepare. We need to have protection in our homes,
Right.
Even if you feel comfortable with a gun, be prepared that in the big cities, get out of the big cities as much as you can. Get to a higher ground. Get away from all the crime in the crime areas. Because you need to learn, not only do you need to learn how to survive, but you need to learn how to protect yourself, too.
Yeah. There are, these other forces that are not very friendly, and they're not there to be your friend.
Exactly.
So just like any spiritual warrior, always be ready for battle.
Exactly. And I know that when the economy does collapse, Roy, the cops won't be there to protect us anymore.
Another thing, too, is, and I've read a lot of these survival, people have been, saying that you have a plan worked out so that people, friends or family will know when to meet, at a certain place or a certain time, and then, have whatever, food or shelter or anything available, so that, you'll be ready when this all happens. I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to share that.
Well, another thing really is what I want to talk about is what is all of a sudden making people angry about the government, what's going on? These are the signs that we're seeing.
Yeah.
And it took, you know, I mean, it just, it's terrible.
Well, it's coming to that, you know, it's coming to the head. You know, people have been holding back for years, and now it's finally come to a head. And that's what we're beginning to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been saying for years, you know, why? But now people are standing up and letting people know that they're not going to allow it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And so are you saying they're standing up for their rights or justice? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
A lot of the homeless and the protesters are all starting to come together.
That looks like we're off the air right now, Agent. So we'll go ahead and end this, and then I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.